was looking at today's lesson early this morning, and the dancing with Shiva part seemed particularly relevant to mention as it relates directly to moksha ritao and realization of the self, which is one of our themes. Last phase, we were looking at the aftermath of the realization of Parashiva, beautiful writing by Gurudeva. This is the dancing with Shiva part of today's lesson. What is the sannyasin's kundalini path? The sannyasin balances within himself both the male and female energies. Complete unto himself, he is whole and independent. Having attained an equilibrium of Ida and Pingala, he becomes a knower of the known. Om. Vasya. There arises within the sannyasin a pure energy, neither masculine nor feminine. This is the Shushumna current coming into power, through which he gains control of the kundalini force and eventually, after years of careful guidance, attains nirvikalpa samadhi. So this is both high philosophy and is a very practical statement as well. We talk about realization of the self, attaining parasiva, claiming that which we already are. And this gives us a key, a very important key, as to how that is accomplished. And it's talking about balancing the forces, the Ida and Pingala, the external force, feminine, Ida, masculine, Pingala, becoming balanced, allowing the Shushumna to come into power, the spine, pure energy, spiritual energy of the spine, through which he gains control of the kundalini force, the essence of the spiritual force of the spine. And when that force is powerful enough, nirvikalpa samadhi is achieved. So in reflecting on that, how can we try and bring that down to earth? Sounds easy. Well, let's balance the Ida and Pingala. Get into the Sushumna, the Kundalini, and Nirvikalpa Samadhi. 1, 2, 3, 4. So, we need to look at what throws us into the Ida or the Pingala current. What throws us out of our center. And one of the things that does that is close relationships to other people. So, of course, this part doesn't apply to all our family members. Close relationships to other people are the essence of family life. So we have something for you later on here. So ignore this part. But for the monastic, it's very important, because you get chummy, you get close, you make friends with another monk to the exclusion of other monks who aren't as close friends. You're going to end up in the Ida or Pingala, because that's what friendship's all about. It's the external currents coming into play. So if you're with one monk and you feel really close to that monk and really great when you're with that monk, somehow he's different than all the other monks, you've created a friendship. And you're throwing yourself into the Ida or Pingala current. You're throwing yourself out of the Shushumna. That's what friendship does. So the analogy I always use is the sun in the sky. And the sun in the sky just shines, right? It doesn't say, I'm going to shine on this person, but not on that person. I'm going to shine on this person 100%, but that person 80%. No, of course not. The sun's just up there and it shines. Everybody standing outside gets the sunshine. So that's like a monk should be. He should be like the sun, just shining out friendship, the same amount toward everybody, just like the sun in the sky. It shines out the same amount of energy. Doesn't matter who the person is, and that's one reason Gurudeva was so widely loved, because that's what he would do. no matter who it was, he emanated a friendship, emanated an energy which, if they were open to it, uplifted them. No matter if it was the waitress in the restaurant, or the head of the United Nations, or a minister in Malaysia, Gurudeva didn't discriminate. He didn't turn on and off his friendship, his love, his uplifting energy. Perfect example of the sannyasin ideal. He radiated it out to all. Depending on the openness of each person, they received that. And therefore, he was widely loved by all people in all realms of life. So, what are other ways we create friendships in the monastery? Well, by making distinctions. A good way to create a friendship is to have secrets, right? Friends always have secrets. Run to your best friend, tell a secret. Gossip a certain amount, but only to certain close friends. You have secrets that you don't share with others. So building up secrets, building up understandings, talking to one monk in a way that's different than another monk, criticizing monks who aren't present to the monk who's your friend. You're building up secrets. You're building up a closeness. You're building up a distance from the monks you're criticizing, and you're building a closeness with the monks you're confiding in. You're creating friendships. You're externalizing your awareness. So this is something that monks need to be very careful about, because, as it says, we want an equilibrium of Itta and Pingala so that the pure energy, neither masculine nor feminine, the Sushumna, comes into power. Those entering the serious life of sannyas must be prepared to follow the traditional path of unrewarded sadhana through the years, apart from dear family and friends. Such is the way to reach the truth of yoga. It takes many, many years for the soul to thus ripen and mature. Tirumandaram affirms, many are the births and deaths forgotten by souls, shrouded in ignorance, enveloped in Mala's darkness. At the moment great Shiva's grace is gained, the renunciate attains the splendorous light. So, of course, the years can be over many births. They don't have to all be in one birth. So you can't just count the years in this birth. You have to count the years in the past births as well. See how many years you've put in serious sadhana. So the point here, which is an interesting word, the traditional path of unrewarded sadhana. Interesting phrase, right? Of course, you want to think all your sadhana is rewarded, but this is unrewarded sadhana. So what does it mean, unrewarded sadhana? It means that the fruits of the sadhana are not immediate. It's like if we're out of shape physically and we want to get back into shape and we start an exercise program. So after 6 months of exercise, regular exercise, we take a look at ourselves and we say, gee, I haven't improved that much. It's like unrewarded sadhana. And we have to keep at it a long time in order for the results to manifest. So that's what, it's an encouragement of sorts that, you know, just because you're meditating every day and you don't have, your head isn't filled with a brilliant white light every day, it doesn't mean you're not doing okay. The mere act of striving on a regular basis, just getting up in the morning and meditating, is what causes the progress. That's what it's saying. Unrewarded sadhana, done over many years, leads to the result.